fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 12th day of June, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to learn how to properly sharpen tools, knives, chainsaws. They do require special techniques, special knowledge, special equipment to do it right. A sharp tool is a safe tool. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew represents EMP Shield. He is our director of marketing in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life and your lifestyle will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Sarah, since we talked last week, we have something that hasn't happened in the 250 years our country has been a country. We have a former president of the United States being indicted on criminal charges by the federal government, which there's no precedence for that. It's just revealed today that the federal prosecutor changed words in some of the documents he uses evidence in order to charge President Trump, which is obviously a crime in and of itself to change documents in order to file an indictment. This guy, this prosecutor, he looks like a version of Fidel Castro who just woke up after a long night's drunk. What do you think, sir?
I haven't seen a picture of him yet, but now I have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. He has a very unkept look about him, kind of a scraggly beard, hair that hasn't been properly cut or combed, look like, in weeks. A very unpleasant demeanor, just the photographs I've seen. But if you're a prosecuting attorney and you change documents that you're using to file somebody charges against somebody, criminal charges, you in fact have committed a crime yourself, haven't you?
That's correct. I'm actually I haven't really followed up on, I haven't followed this that much, but I would presume that not only is that a crime, but it would probably make the current situation with President Trump either better for him or potentially even go away if he was prosecuted wrongfully.
His attorneys will be filing papers with the judge pointing out the illegal manipulation and changing of critical documents in order to file charges against President Trump. And I expect those charges to be those documents to be filed by his attorneys probably before the end of the day today. You know, it's become a high priority.
Sure.
Doing a segue here, we're now in Europe, in Ukraine. The spring offensive is now underway. The ground is now firm enough to support heavy trucks, artillery, and so forth until sometime in October. The Russian military has developed a very deep, in-depth defense system of trenches and bunkers and tanks and artillery to defend their conquered territory. And let's look at a couple of headlines here regarding war in general, not just Ukraine. This is a headline at Steve Quayle's website regarding China. Four Chinese troop carrier ships loaded with combat soldiers enter the Taiwan Straits. Now, that would be, I don't know how many thousands, but several thousand soldiers. The next headline, China orders 15,000 Iranian drones to be purchased for a potential war with Taiwan, Japan, and Australia. This whole thing seems to be heating up worldwide, doesn't it, sir?
It does. It certainly does. In fact, there was a negotiation between the United States and Iran for billions of dollars to potentially stop the development of these drones, the production. I don't know where that went, but you know, I guess we'll kind of see about that in a week or two. But something interesting has to do with Vladimir Putin and the senior leaders in Russia. So you may or may not have heard of this, but up until about a week, 2 weeks ago, this was all a special military operation, right? So they were not calling it war. It was this special military thing up until a pretty serious attack on Russia. Now, publicly, they're calling this war. Even Putin is now saying the word war, which is unprecedented because for the last 15 months, he refused, and it was actually against the law in the media to use the word war. And now they are publicly saying war, which to me is an indicator that things are about to heat up. But I guess time will tell.
Well, you mean against the law of the Russian government and the Russian media?
Correct.
All right. Well, that's a game changer. It is. And, of course, I believe, we're both PSYOPs guys. I think the main audience for that word change is probably the Russian people themselves. What do you think, sir?
I think so. I think that he finally, because of the attack or a couple of attacks they had on Russia, and they were significant enough, he's using the word war to appeal to his country to get the support that he needs now that they've been attacked. So it makes sense to me from a psychological perspective.
Absolutely. Well, I'm no historian, and I don't know the answer to this, and you may not know it yourself. During World War II, did the German Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, ever get close enough to actually bomb Russia? Because that's what's taken place in the last couple of weeks, is Ukrainian drones striking the Russian suburbs. I don't know one way or the other if that did happen in World War II. Do you know?
You know, I'm not sure. That's a very good question. I don't know the answer either.
Well, regardless of whether it happened in World War II or did not happen, anytime you bombed a capital or suburbs of a capital, you're going to be changing the whole demeanor of the war, the attitude of the people in charge. Even for people in charge, it's a lot easier to not have that close association with the conflict as long as it's several hundred miles away. But when the suburbs of your hometown where you live are being bombed, that changes your attitude, don't you think?
Oh, it certainly does, because now something that they were just watching on the news is in their back porch.
Exactly.
So I expect to see much more support of Russia from Russians in their current war, which it is, it's war. which in turn is going to be negatively impacting Ukraine because they're going to probably send more troops, more forces, more technology, more weapons. You and I both know Russia has the capabilities to work a lot faster, I guess is an eloquent way to say it, than they are right now. I'm surprised Ukraine is still in the state that it's in. I thought they were going to wipe them off the face of the earth in like 3 to 4 months, but they've been sending in the B team, and I'm thinking they might start sending in the A team pretty soon.
Well, another layer of all this is if Russia intends to conquer Ukraine, they probably don't want a decades-long guerrilla operation against them by Ukrainians who are really angry at the way their country was invaded and people being killed, which may be why they chose the B team instead of crushing Ukraine with the A team, because the industrial capacity of Ukraine, the farming capacity of it, and of course the educated, productive workers, they want to capture all that, don't they?
They do, yeah. That makes sense too. They want to keep basically anything that's productive or helpful to them. They want to keep, to include infrastructure and people, skills. So that would make sense. I guess limiting the negative effects and the negative perception of Russia, although I don't think that's going to really ever go away considering Russia invaded their country. But it's certainly, if they're taking a more humane as possible route, I guess makes sense. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see how this one turns out.
Something that surprised me when I was working with a team to go and train Ukrainian forces, the world's largest operational aircraft is actually manufactured in Ukraine. It's a massive, it's a marvelous piece of engineering, of course. It did surprise me that that airplane is the manufactured in Ukraine. That shows a level of technology, engineering, and capable. Let's see, Anatov, AN-225. There's a lot more there than meets the eye, what we've been told publicly, isn't there?
Oh, there certainly is. I mean, you and I both are well aware of this, and some people are, but, you know, everything you see on the news is half-truth or less than that, and the real reason behind what actually goes on around the world is not even remotely close to what the average person thinks it is. So, yeah, there's a lot more going on than what meets the eye. And the motivations behind this war and the support behind both sides clearly has its own secret, you know, reasons and agendas as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Last week, Andrew, I did a guest appearance with Mike Adams. As of this morning, we've had 19,600 people watch that video. So we'll have a lot of new listeners this week we did not have last week, which we do every week, but it's going to be a dramatic increase. So at the end of the first break, we'll have Andrew give his summary of what is EMP, how does it work, and how to protect from it, because we have new people to educate every week, don't we, Andrew?
Yes, sir, we do, and I'm happy to give an overview, and hopefully some people will wake up a little bit to the effects of EMP and how it can dramatically impact your life.
Absolutely. Now, of course, a large part of the Russian military is conscripts. Men, they're not drafting women. They're smart enough not to do that. Men who are drafted, who would rather be doing something else, being trained and thrown to this meat grinder in Ukraine, along with the experienced Russian troops who've been in the military for years as a career. That's true of most modern militaries. It's a mix of experienced men with years of training and experience, and conscripts, typically men 18 to 20 years old, who are being drafted and trained on the spot, aren't they?
They are. You know, it's quite common. I think the issue that Ukraine's probably either running into or will soon run into is the proportion of conscripts to well-trained or senior soldiers. You know, so, you know, this is the way the Army works. You know, you have an NCO and a senior NCO who takes in the new recruits and, you know, trains them and grows them into a responsible soldier. Unfortunately, you can't do it as well when you start to have too many young soldiers or conscripts. So if there's, you know, if it ends up being 30-1, it's not going to be even nearly as effective, which means Ukraine's ability to fight or effectiveness is ultimately going to be reduced over time.
I know. I was personally very grateful for the NCOs we had in Vietnam. We had a World War II veteran in my outfit in Vietnam. We had several Korean War mm-hmm. veterans, both officers and enlisted. We even had an NCO who was with a French Foreign Legion in the same town in Vietnam only 10 years before. And he knew everybody.
Yeah.
He knew all the best restaurants. He knew He knew all the nuances about that particular city. But they made a huge difference. Uh-huh. That base of knowledge is something that it can't be overstated, can it?
No, it can't. And that's what really makes the Army, at least from the American Army's side, that's what makes it what it is all of this experience. Especially these days when you have folks, you know, senior officers, senior non-commissioned officers who have been to war. They've been to Afghanistan. They've been to Iraq. They've been all over the world in these smaller, operations that we have. And they're bringing this wealth of knowledge. So technically, if we were still supporting the Army the way we used to, it should technically be the strongest Army we've ever had, because we have the most experience ever from the senior leaders. Unfortunately, that's not what I'm seeing right now. But that's how it should be.
Right, right. Well, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we know, and I talk about this a lot, we can't depend on the government to take care of us or protect us in any kind of long-term or even short-term crisis. I like to point out the same government that could not find the Superdome in New Orleans for a week. How can we depend on them to take care of us in any crisis? So you're on your own, ladies and gentlemen, and that brings us to the products that we offer for sale here, the EMP Shield products. When you get an EMP Shield device for your car, your home, your generator, you're getting the exact same device that the Department of Defense uses for their cars, their buildings, and their generators. No difference. Same production line, isn't it, Andrew?
That's right. So all EMP Shields products have gone through military certified testing, which is a very, very complex, very difficult series of tests to test against all of the effects of EMP and the ability to perform through them and protect the electrical system and device. So these are incredibly robust and tested devices. EMP Shield is listed publicly by the Department of Homeland Security as having passed these military certified tests. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're currently working with Joint Base San Antonio and the DEMSO on a grid pilot program. We're partnered with the National Security Collaboration Center. In fact, this is actually a new thing. I think I might have texted you this, John, but if you didn't see it, one of the new endeavors that EMP Shield's been pursuing is manufacturing microprocessors and substances for national defense purposes here in the Midwest. And we are now publicly listed on the White House's website for Chips of America, which is a positive sign that the process is moving forward and that they put us on the map, which is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Stays that way. So for anybody who's interested, you can go to the White House Chips of America page, and you will see EMP Shield right there in the middle of the United States. $1.9 billion microchip manufacturing. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, that's good news. And yes, I did see that, Andrew, with that map and everything. Yeah, that was really good news. Well, we got our break coming up here in a minute or less. And these events in Europe and Asia, they may seem far away because they are far away, 8, 10, 12 time zones away. But it doesn't mean they won't be here soon. And a final headline here. As Steve Quayle's, over more than 10,000 single Chinese men detained at the U.S. border from October until present. That's a lot. Here's our break. When we get back, we'll have Andrew give us our summary of just what in the world this EMP thing is. We'll be right back. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of June. We have with us Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and Andrew's going to give us a summary of just what in the world EMP is and how does it work and how to protect from it. Go ahead, Andrew.
All right, thanks, Sean. Well, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew Butchin. I am one of the owners and also the director of sales and marketing for EMP Shield. And every Monday, I give a summary of what in the world this EMP thing is. It's one of my jobs at EMP Shield is to help raise awareness and education about EMP. So here we go. EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And although it sounds like something that probably came from your child's video game or a science fiction novel or a movie, I'm here to let people know that electromagnetic pulse, which is a weapon, is actually a very real weapon. In fact, it is literally one of the most devastating weapons that currently exists and is in our adversaries' arsenals. So countries like Russia and China, which we've seen in the news quite a bit for the last 2 years, have both publicly threatened the United States. In the last 2 years, they threatened us with the use of EMP. So this is a very current, very real, very devastating weapon. It is a energy weapon. And the way that EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is created is actually from a nuclear weapon. But it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to seeing. So, you know, if you've seen on TV or maybe YouTube, you'll see a nuclear explosion at the ground level with a mushroom cloud and a blast and radiation. That's not what's happening with a high-altitude EMP. What's actually happening is they're going to take that explosion and they're going to detonate it way above the Earth. So at roughly 300 miles, which is about the height of the International Space Station, they're going to detonate this nuclear weapon, which is a huge explosion. And the explosion, of course, is going to go out in all directions. So it's pushing outwards into space. It's also pushing downwards towards the Earth. And what's being released from this blast, this nuclear blast, is radiation and matter, and different types of radiation, but we'll just say generally radiation and matter. And this blast creates the three phases of an EMP, which is the E1, the E2, and the E3. And I'm going to try not to get too nerdy on this. We're just going to keep it as simple as possible. So the first two phases of the EMP is created from that nuclear blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And this blast is occurring and traveling at almost the speed of light, and it's passing through the atmosphere. And when that occurs, the radiation from the blast and the matter from the blast is actually stripping the freed electrons, which are up in the atmosphere. And there is a ton of energy in the atmosphere. It's stripping that energy in these electrons, and it's shooting these electrons down towards the Earth. Now, at 300 miles above the Earth, the way we described this bomb going off, this blast is going to encompass the entire United States, and it's at a very low level is going to be blanketing the ground level of the Earth with roughly 50,000 volts per meter at the low level. And this energy is going to be inducing into anything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going directly into your home's Romex wiring, directly into your modern-day vehicle, directly into the grid, directly into your TV, directly into your refrigerator, you name it. If it is a conductor of electricity, it is going to find its way into it. And anything with transistors, resistors, diodes, substances like silicon arsenide or microprocessors has an incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed. And so what does this mean to you? What this means is after a couple microseconds, the two E1 and E2 have occurred. So nanoseconds and then microseconds. By the end of 10 microseconds, your way of life has completely changed and you've gone back to the early 1800s. That's how fast this happens. But there's a kicker. There is actually a third phase of an EMP, which is the E3 portion. And the way the E3 works is actually from that nuclear blast pushing outwards into space. Remember, this is a nuclear explosion, so it's so big it disrupts the magnetosphere, which is encompassing the Earth, and the magnetosphere will fluctuate. That causes a charge to be built at the ground level of the Earth for many hours. Could be anywhere from 5 to 12 hours, even longer sometimes. And this charge is going to find its way into very large antennas. And what I mean by antennas is very, very large conductors. So the largest and the most likely to induce this energy from the E3 is the power grid. And what's going to happen is the power grid is going to continue to build this charge over several hours until it gets so hot and has such a large charge that the critical components of the power grid will then begin to be destroyed. So portions of substations, transformers, anything connected to the power grid has a very incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed if it was not already destroyed from the E1 and E2. So basically, at the end of an EMP, you no longer have power. You no longer have the ability to transport power across the grid. You no longer have running vehicles, the internet, and nothing with microelectronics. Our way of life has gone back to the early 1800s. And to kind of give you an overview of how devastating this is to humans, especially Americans, the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP. So that is how, it's a bloodless weapon, meaning that the bomb itself is not, and the effects are not going to hurt you. It's the change of our lifestyle that's going to actually kill you. You're not going to have running water. You're not going to have logistics, transportation, communications, the internet, all the things that we're dependent on. And this is where EMP Shield comes into play, which we'll talk about later.
Well said, Andrew. Well said. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
LibertyMan.com. This past Saturday, I ran the 100-meter dash in the Missouri Senior Games in Columbia, Missouri. It was a great time. We have a video posted at my website, maybe in a day or two, of that run. It was great to be there and get the spikes on and make that run. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. You can get the details and buy your tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. My Father's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight. It'll be midnight the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order, you'll be paying full price. I do the sale price refund manually. So that's in effect right now until midnight the 19th. You can call my toll-free order line to place your order, or do it right there at my website using PayPal. My toll-free order line to order the energy cleaner mattress pad on sale is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, the guy in charge of marketing for EMP Shield, and we're talking about how these wonderful devices can protect your car, your home, your generator, at a very reasonable price. And Andrew has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a continuing $50 discount on each piece of equipment, haven't you, Andrew?
Sir, so what that means for those who are listening is right now I'm still extending the Memorial Day sale. It should go through at least midnight tonight. And so what that means, if you're listening, is not only are you going to get 10% off your entire cart, but with the John's coupon, JRM, or go to thelibertyman.com, you're also going to get an extra $50 off per product on top of that 10% off, which means you could save almost $100 per device. So if you're buying three devices, that means you're going to basically save almost $300, which is just about the cost of another device. It's an incredible amount of money. That's the reason I've kept the sale going, is there's so many people are begging me to keep it going. They're waiting to get their paycheck, or they needed to wait till a certain day. So I'm like, okay, I'll keep extending it. We don't run many sales. We only run like two or three a year, sometimes four. So figured I'll run it for another couple days, maybe midnight tonight. For those who want to take advantage of it, do it while you can, because at a certain point, I'm going to have to turn off the sale. Of course.
You've got to get back to business as normal. So this is an extraordinary opportunity. It could easily end tonight at midnight, the 12th day of June. If you want to save that extra 10% on top of the $50 off of each piece of equipment, this is the time to do it, isn't it, Andrew?
It absolutely is. And for those who are unaware, John, if you don't mind, I think maybe we could go into like 5 minutes of what EMP Shield is.
Let's do that.
For some of the new listeners out there. You just heard I gave, for the listeners, I gave an overview of what EMP is. What we didn't really get into is there is actually ways that you can protect yourself. Before my company started, the only way to protect yourself was a Faraday cage. And when I say yourself, I mean protect your equipment. So what you could do is you could build a Faraday cage, and you could put your radio or something important into that Faraday cage, and it would be protected. Faraday cages are incredibly effective. But the problem with the Faraday cage is you can't use the equipment when it's in the cage. You can only use it when it's outside of the cage. With EMP Shield, what we've done is we've basically solved a big problem, which is we can protect your electrical systems and your devices while they're in operation. So we can protect your home and all the devices connected to it. We can protect your modern-day vehicle, which means you can still drive it to and from work. You can drive it just like normal, but it's protected from the effects of EMP. And like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, these have all been through military-certified testing at Keystone Compliance and through Meditech from Dr. William Radasky from the EMP Commission. EMP Shield is publicly listed by the Department of Homeland Security. So these have been through all of the military testing for EMP. They are incredibly effective devices. They're available right now. We have a huge sale going on, and the threat of EMP is very real right now. So hopefully I'm appealing to people to at least start looking into, if you still want to learn more about EMP, which I highly recommend, even just jump on Google and start learning about EMP. You're going to realize very quickly that having certain things protected, such as your modern-day vehicle, which I recommend number one, and your home and a backup power system protected, those three things, you are doing very well for yourself, and it's going to be potentially the difference between life and death, especially for your vehicle. So there is EMP Shield does provide this equipment, and it is not very expensive.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And as I've said before, a lot of people haven't heard, as our new listeners, I've been aware of the threat of EMP for decades. Back in the early 90s, I had a Dodge specialist take my 1988 Dodge 3/4-ton full-size van, and I gave him instructions to eliminate every transistor, resistor, diode, computer, which he did. He bypassed or eliminated all those things, ending up with basically a 1968 Dodge with a custom wiring diagram so any mechanic could look at it and understand what was going on with that vehicle. It was expensive. It was time-consuming. And thankfully, we no longer need to do that because of EMP Shield. Do we, Andrew?
That's right. And so, and actually, John, you're one of the few people I've ever actually heard that went through the whole process, and I think that's incredible. Unfortunately, even back then, it was probably quite expensive. To do that nowadays, you either have to buy an older vehicle or spend a dramatic amount of money. So EMP Shield is, it's a 10-minute install, and it's probably, I'm going to make an assumption, but it would probably be 1/30th the cost of having to do that to a modern-day vehicle. So an EMP Shield, the price on the website is $389. After the discounts, you're going to get it for around $299 currently with the sale. So it is a dramatic savings, and it's not very expensive to have the ability to protect your modern-day vehicle, which means after an EMP, while all of the vehicles stop functioning, you are still going to be able to drive. It means you can get home, even if you have to walk. You know, imagine having to walk 50 miles without a vehicle. I couldn't imagine doing it. So now you have the ability to get home quickly, pick up your kids, do whatever you need to do, get to a certain location, and have that vehicle, which is a very important tool.
Absolutely. It's not optional, in my opinion. Not optional at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the opportunity. You can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, study up on all the various products that EMP Shield offers, including the new micro version, which is about 1/3 the size and weight of the earlier version, which are still available. There was a period of time, a few months, when we couldn't keep up with demand, but now we're up to meeting demand, and the micro version is now in stock, ready for immediate shipment, or at least it was last week. Is it still in stock, ready for immediate shipment?
Yes, sir. It's still in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The EMP Shield Micro is, of the currently available products, there's some really neat ones coming, but of the currently available products, this is the most advanced product we have ever created. The first question everybody asks is, why did you make another vehicle model? The original is already awesome. The reason that we made it is because the more modern engine compartments are getting tighter and tighter, and it's becoming more difficult, especially for the non-mechanical folks, to find a location to install the EMP Shield. And some of the more modern, like the more modern Jeep Wranglers, as an example, there's not a lot of space in them. With an EMP Shield Micro, it's 78% smaller, so it's very simple to find a spot to install a device. Making life a lot easier. You get the peace of mind a lot quicker without the frustration. It's not that much more expensive. It's a little bit more expensive, but we were able to shrink the technology down 78% and still keep the same protective standards as the original. But there's actually a bonus to the EMP Shield Micro, and this is one of the coolest feats I've ever seen. So the original EMP Shield vehicle model draws 3 milliamps on the battery, which is almost nothing. That's all it's drawing. It's drawing 3 milliamps just to light up the LED to show you that it is functioning. The new EMP Shield Micro is drawing 150 times less energy than the original EMP Shield. It's drawing almost no energy whatsoever, and we did that deliberately because the Micro was originally designed for motorcycles and ATVs, and you can use it on a vehicle as well, but it was designed for motorcycles and ATVs because we know that people in the winter will store them in the garage and not start them for sometimes 3 months. We wanted that battery to be fresh even after the end of the winter. And so they went in and they created this whole new technology to be able to draw almost no energy on the battery while still maintaining an LED to an indicator that is brighter than the original. And it is just a phenomenal device. I highly recommend it. And I have, even at the minimum, I recommend people go to thelibertyman.com. There's an EMP section. Read about EMP Shield. Click that. It'll give you the coupon automatically in your cart, and then you can learn even more about the Micro on the EMP Shield website.
All right. Well, I permanently installed a Micro trickle charger on my motorcycle to make sure the battery was up to snuff all winter long. But I'm glad that the Micro version is available because these are modern cars. Older cars back in the 60s and earlier, you could drop a can of Pepsi on top of the engine. It would hit the ground. But that's no longer the case. These engine compartments are just packed full of everything you can imagine, aren't they?
They really are, and it's getting worse every year. They're getting tighter and tighter. Now, there's been very few vehicles we've ever not been able to fit an original EMP Shield, to be transparent. The original EMP Shield can be installed in pretty much any vehicle. It's just not as simple. With the Micro, you don't even have to think about it. You find the first spot that's open. It's very small. You install it right there. You're good to go. So it just depends on what people are looking for, or if you want to install EMP Shield on a motorcycle or ATV, go with the Micro. It's very, very small, and that's what it's designed for also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is the information you need, ladies and gentlemen, to get what you need in order to make sure that at least one vehicle in the family, preferably more than one, that will be functional after an EMP attack, that your generator will not be disabled because of EMP or lightning. And it's time to talk about lightning, because that was an unexpected benefit with EMP Shield, was lightning protection. Tell us about that, Andrew.
Sure. Yeah, so it wasn't part of the original plan. You know, EMP Shield was designed to protect against the effects of EMP or electromagnetic pulse. What we quickly realized is that EMP Shield is a very, very efficient lightning protection system. In fact, it's so efficient that we're able to guarantee 100% lightning protection. And we took that guarantee. We went to a very large insurance company, and we backed it with $25,000 of insurance. And what that means is we guaranteed our customers that they will not take lightning damage. If they take lightning damage because the EMP Shield failed to do its job, we will cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000. That's how effective our device is. And we've had thousands of homes get hit by lightning. So it is a very, very effective device. And this includes direct lightning strikes. So for those who are not even concerned about EMP protection and just want a very affordable lightning protection system, so at around $300, you can't beat EMP Shield with 100% guaranteed lightning protection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Equipment that does work as promised when it comes to EMP protection, and when it comes to lightning protection for your home and your generator, a $25,000 insurance policy is something that gives me some peace of mind, and it should everybody else, shouldn't it?
Well, it certainly should, and I challenge anybody to look this up. Just from a lightning perspective, go look at, and this is for the listeners, go look at any major surge protector out there that makes you think they're lightning protection. Go look at their warranties. I challenge you to do this. You will not find lightning anywhere in there. They will not cover lightning. That's the first most important thing, is it's not written into the warranty, which means if you take a lightning strike, you're paying for it. The second thing, this is important, they won't cover over voltage. Not all of them, but many of them won't cover over voltage, which means even a power surge, if there was a power surge, they're not covering, their warranty's not covering it. So they're going to give you this large warranty. It's going to say like $50,000 or $100,000, but if you look into it, you read the fine print, it's not going to cover lightning. And that is very, very important. The next thing, and this is important too, these warranties that come with these other surge protectors, many of them require you to use your home's insurance policy first before you can use their insurance. And so that sucks. With EMP Shield, it's a standalone insurance policy. So if you wanted to, you can just use our insurance policy. You don't even have to use your home's insurance policy. So they're very, very different warranties, and we guarantee lightning protection. It is written warranty.
Guaranteed. You can't beat that. And so far, there hasn't been any payouts on this insurance policy, have there?
No, to my knowledge, we have never had a payout, at least due to the fault of the EMP Shield. Now, there has been, and I've been kind of digging into this, there has been a couple where they didn't use an electrician and they didn't install it correctly. And even in those cases, I think we still did our best to help the customer out, even though we probably didn't have to. But due to the fault of the EMP Shield, I am unaware of ever having a payout.
Right, right. Well, I've installed probably a half a dozen or more EMP Shield devices on motor vehicles. But when it comes to a circuit breaker panel with 100 amps or more juice, I'm going to let a professional do it. That's a lot of power there, and it has to be done right. It's not optional, is it?
No. Yeah, we do recommend an electrician. That's for warranty purposes, and even more importantly, for safety purposes. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't do it, but we don't recommend it because it's dangerous. So get an electrician out. It only takes them 15 minutes to install. It is not difficult at all to install. And that's it. Then you're protected for 10 years.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have our last break coming up here. We got a caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, I just wanted to know, How can you prove a power surge did anything to any of your appliances? Hello?
I'll take that, John. So
go ahead, Andrew.
Go ahead, John. Okay, there is, some people do have tool. Oh, go ahead, John. I'll let you go first.
No, it's your shot. Give it a shot. Let's hear it.
Sure. So there is many homes that have tools that measure the electricity coming into the home. Not many, but some do. So there is ways to measure what's coming in and out. You can also communicate with the electrical provider, see if there was surges. So there is some ways, but many people would not know.
Okay, hold on. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, you want to wrap up your response to Pat, please?
Oh, I think I pretty much said it. I was just saying that there's a couple ways. You can measure from your home. There's some tools to do it. And then also you can communicate with the electrical company to see if they were having any surges. Now, lightning, you'll normally know because there'll have been a storm and you'll have heard or seen lightning. But from as far as overvoltage, a key indicator of having dirty electricity or overvoltage consistently is appliances dying too quickly. So if your appliance should live 5 years, but it only lives a year and a half or 2 years, often that is a result of overvoltage or what we commonly refer to as dirty electricity. Does that help answer the question?
Pat, you still there?
That used to happen to us at the beach when everybody had come down, start using electricity. It might have would have happened here in Texas a couple of years ago. But is there anything you can buy to put on your what if you had a breaker box on each appliance before you plugged it in the wall? Would that help?
Help is if you purchase the EMP shield. That's what EMP shield does, is it protects your home against overvoltage, lightning, and EMP. So overvoltage.
The power surges come when too many people are using the electricity, and it's not coming in at a steady rate. We used to call them brownouts or something, at the beach. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew that it was ruining dishwashers and everything. They just didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
So is there something?
Yes, ma'am. Overvoltage and power surges can certainly do that. Now, any kind of dirty electricity or power surge coming from the grid, that's what EMP shield can protect.
Right, but what about, like I said, could you put a breaker box on each appliance before you plug it in the wall so that the power...
Well, so every appliance is already connected to a breaker.
Yeah.
Usually within a certain line that goes to a breaker. So a kitchen normally would have one or two 20-amp breakers. There's also GFIs. That's usually within certain electrical code what the requirements are. I'm not aware if there's anything internally to the home. EMP shield will help, but those are more very, very small, very, very small surges. So John, do you know?
A lot of people are living in RVs right now, and I think I'm seeing that going on in an RV park, and I just thought maybe there was something they could do to put on each appliance so it wouldn't happen there, break it before it surged on them, make the breaker box go off to the appliance.
I'm not sure. Is there a question here, Pat?
I'm here. A lot of people are living in RV parks now because of the economy, but I'm seeing that they have trouble with steady electricity, and I'm seeing that maybe
okay, we're out of time. Pat, thank you for your call. Andrew, thank you, sir. I'll be back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, that's top of the hour break. We're back with Sam Andrews, and we will have Firearms Monday.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.